Questions 41 and 42. A significant underlying feature of a ritual is that it can be public or shared with others in some ways. Although they look simple, shared consumption rituals link us to our physical, temporal, social, and cultural environments. For instance, when we observe rituals associated with many of our communal events, example, communal feasts, weddings, we find that these events and their rituals convey a sense of collective identity, which mainly exists in the context of these events. An important function of these events is to instill and to celebrate a sense of group cohesiveness. Such events draw us into groups, whereby our participation can be both a privilege and an obligation. Wallendorf and Arnold's study of Thanksgiving in the USA identified several behavioral patterns, including following prescribed rules of food preparation, fasting or eating very little prior to the meal, consuming abundant amounts of food at the meal, and enacting togetherness through storytelling and viewing photographs. However, we need to bear in mind that a consumer's distinctive personal identity can also be conveyed through rituals associated with communal events, such as birthdays, puberty rites, and other rites of passage, including death. In these ceremonies, an individual's identity is highlighted through others, including family members, friends, and kin who also participate. Thus, the purpose of the shared consumption rituals can be to establish the self to oneself and to others.